I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for December 12, 2025. Multiple people were turned away from citizenship ceremonies in downtown Louisville Thursday, despite completing the naturalization process. Roberto Roldan says it appears to be tied to a directive from the Trump administration.
LPM News witnessed three men being denied entry to their scheduled naturalization ceremonies. One man said he's a recent immigrant from Congo.
They just told us that the ceremony was canceled, that they sent a paper in the mail, but we haven't seen it yet, so they just told us to go home, back home and wait.
Employees told multiple people their appointments were canceled, but continued holding ceremonies throughout the day. All of the men LPM News saw turned away were from one of 19 countries that the Trump administration has deemed high risk. The administration announced last week that the government is pausing citizenship processing for people from these countries. I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.
Lexington is responding to a bout of winter weather that's expected to last throughout the weekend. Thursday night saw multiple inches of snow hit central Kentucky. There's also a 40% chance of snow expected Saturday, and frigid temperatures are expected on Sunday. Lexington Director of Streets and Roads, Rob Allen, says they've been pre-treating the roads since Wednesday, but recommends staying off roadways in the meantime.
We're going to look at essentially the same thing Saturday night, second round. We will treat that accordingly. The cold temperatures, however, you know, will be a hindrance, and folks need to be patient. Salt works, it just takes longer when it's that cold.
Officials say if driving is necessary, slow down and keep more distance than usual between yourself and other vehicles. Lexington is providing updates on its website and through social media. The city is asking residents to take care of the elderly and most vulnerable as the cold weather continues. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear discussed his priorities as he approaches his last two-year budget session as Kentucky's leader. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on her interview with the governor.
Beshear has recently put new emphasis on his call for universal pre-K, an initiative he calls Pre-K for All. Beshear says it would be transformative for Kentuckians. In past sessions, Republican leadership has shown no interest in funding the new statewide program. He needs their buy-in to gain traction in the Republican-controlled General Assembly.
There's a couple of different options on how it can be done, including ways that previous Republican-controlled chambers have voted for in the past. We're seeing a lot of rank-and-file members from both parties get fully behind it.
Beshear says sports betting revenues could be used to pay for the program, although state law currently mandates that most of this revenue be used to pay down the state's pension debt. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
The nation's largest grocery store chain will add to its Kentucky footprint with a new $391 million distribution center set to be built in Simpson County. Governor Beshear announced Thursday that Kroger's new Franklin facility will bring 430 new jobs to the area and add more than 100 Kroger locations across the Commonwealth. There's no timeline yet for the groundbreaking or opening day of the facility, but tax incentives for the center's construction require the jobs be created and maintained over the next 15 years. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org and the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.